Sound advice with Doug Leonard. Every time I talk to you, I'm not quite 50 yet, but I want to test my hearing. I want to see where I'm at, and especially since I wear headphones every single day.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad idea to get that testing.
Yeah, you know, it's that campaign that we've talked about off and on over the years of test your ears at 50 years. I think everyone should have hearing evaluation when they turn 50 to get a baseline, if nothing else. But what, you know, when you have that hearing evaluation, people just don't understand the whole process. Most folks have gotten their vision tested many times.
Yeah.
Many people get it done every year. You know, and my vision hasn't changed that drastically, but I still go to my optometrist every year. And with vision, you know, 20/20 is the standard of normal. And people know that. They understand that. There are some freaks of nature that have better than normal vision. They're 20/10. Yeah. My vision, I'm like 20/400. Meaning, you know, someone with good vision could be 400 feet away from the chart and read the same thing I could read 20 feet away. Wow. So, you know, I have some challenges with my vision. I'm corrected to 20/20 with my contacts. But,
sure.
You know, so in audiology world and on audiometer, 0 decibels is normal hearing. You know, 0 doesn't mean there's no sound. But when they created the field of audiology, you know, they tested many thousands of people, young people who had normal hearing, and they calibrated what they could hear it at, the average, as 0 decibels. So 0 would be perfect. There are some people in audiology who can hear things at -5 or -10 on an audiometer, but 0 decibels is what we strive to hear, you know, we would consider perfectly normal. I don't hear that anymore. You know, when I was a young audiologist in my 20s and learning the field, we tested each other to learn how to do hearing evaluations accurately. And I remember I had a lot of zeros that back in the day, you know, most of my thresholds were. Now they're not. I'm 54. You know, my thresholds are 10s and 15s and 20s and 25s. So I've actually lost hearing. But I would really have no idea of that if I hadn't started out at a young age and being an audiologist testing my own hearing.
So when someone tells you they're like, I don't have an issue, I hear normally, there really isn't, unless you're at the all zeros.
Anybody that's 40 and above is not going to hear everything at 0. There's a range of normal, just like there's a range of normal for blood pressure, cholesterol, or anything else. So we would say 0 to 25 decibels or 20, depending on the audiologist, would be a range of normal. And then there's another phrase people say all the time, well, that's normal for my age. Normal for my age doesn't mean you have normal hearing. You know, if you're 75 years old and you say your hearing is normal for your age, that's in comparison to all the other 75-year-olds in the world.
Right.
And there are no 75-year-olds that, very, very few, I should say, that have perfectly normal hearing like a 25-year-old. So normal for my age doesn't mean that you have good hearing. It just means that it would be similar to what other people in your age demographic have.
And that's why it's always good to get that baseline, because once you get that going forward, you can tell and track how your hearing is declining or, you know, staying steady.
Yeah.
Or
has there been progression? Is it getting rapidly worse? Is there a medical issue that needs to be intervened, or, you know, you need to go see an ENT or your physician? You know, it's a great idea anytime, but especially those of us 50 and above should have a baseline. And, you know, the best way they can do that, Tiffany, is just to call us here in Carroll, 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.